Yeah.
Is there possible a way to turn off that fan?
Which one? Oh, Ivan, turn off the.
Got my hustle and flow.
What was that?
What's that knocking?
¿Ya estás grabando? Café con leche y piquete.
Quiero banda, bienvenidos a Café con leche y piquete nuevamente con nosotros. Siempre bailando, cantando la misma canción. Qué pachuca, chavos, ¿cómo andamos?
¿Qué hubo, guys?
Hey, güey, entonces, ¿de qué estamos hablando? Ay, güey, antes es que no quería platicar eso fuera del aire, güey. Lástima, no vino Lalo para defenderse, pero sí, ¿cómo ves que nos rompimos la madre?
I need Lalo to tell me this story. Yeah, it's funny though. I saw the picture, but
yeah, dude.
All three of you guys gotta be here to tell me that story, dog.
Okay, so first of all,
your point of view.
Ay, hijo su puta madre, I hadn't seen that shit.
And my leg looks
worse. What about you?
My shit got yellow, fool.
This one don't even turn purple, he turns yellow. He said, I'm the purple ranger, yeah. Pichu Teletubbies and shit, the yellow one and the purple one.
Este güey sale del pinche canal y todo fucking renqueando, güey. Se lastimó el brazo. Le digo,
no,
hey, are you limping? I don't know.
It's my first time getting an accident.
Este pinche Lalo's are like, dude, you're fucking recording video. We're still helping him out.
That's a new shit right there. People will record you first before they fucking help you out.
Bro, I was recording shit on the drone.
Mm-hmm.
And Lalo me ganó el güey, iba en putiza, se le fue el drone.
He lost.
And I lost us. Because yeah. I was in the fucking.
You were driving the drone and you're like, I'm on the driver's seat.
At some point, I put it on fucking home. I'm like, chingas madre, I was going to put it on home. Because I had a chingas back to where everybody was at.
Mm-hmm.
And when I put it on home, as soon as I put it on home and I put my hand on, hold on to the control, chingas madre, Lalo started fucking skidding, trying to do a donut.
Oh, my boy.
Had it on 4x4.
Can't fucking do a donut on 4x4.
It was fucking Knight Rider on a 4x4 and shit. I'm like, fuck, dude. So, valió madre. So, una de esas, dude, we kind of like.
Trying, he thought he had the Batmobile and shit.
That shit, it can handle, bro.
Yeah, but you can't do a donut on a 4x4, fool. What the fuck? Come on, now it's common sense.
It's because I was trying to get the dozen and a half, bro.
You guys are fucking crazy.
We're trying to do donuts by the double dozen.
No,
so we flipped over, dude. And como no me, since I wasn't holding on to the holy shit handles, and I was holding on to the control, as soon as it flipped over, I fucking.
Your hands flew everywhere.
I went with the holes out of my body, went straight into the door.
Chicky, were you holding on?
Not actually.
To Lalo's hand.
I was going to say, where were you holding on to?
So here's the thing, though. So Lalo was driving, right? The can on the ATV.
Simul.
I was in the passenger seat, and Rick was in the back seat. It's true. Yeah, Lalo wanted to do the donut or even like drift. So the thing is, there were already 2-3 tries that he tried to do it. And then we went on two wheels for a little bit. Remember, one of the turns. And I'm like, okay, you know what? We're going to fucking flip, man. I have a feeling we're going to flip. I'm like, yes, that way is doing it on a turn. For in case it flips, it goes on us. Not on him. So...
They're fluffy. They'll be all right.
And then nowhere, when that bicha vuelta, oh yeah, we go boom, fucking hard.
I never expected it.
Yeah, it's fucking Lalo's all hanging from the fucking seat. But oh, he's all right. Oh shit, too much fun. Oh my god,
shit, too much fun. Anyway, this motherfucker looks around, dude. He looks at me, and I'm just. He's like, dude, are you okay? I'm like,
holy dog. But you know what, you scared the shit out of us, bro. No, because when we got out, the way you reacted, dude, I thought you needed immediate help, like emergency help.
I got the fucking wind knocked out of me. Like I was, dude, I knew I hurt myself. It was one of those like, fuck, how bad did I hurt myself?
Yeah.
So I was like, and Lalo's like, hey, dude, hold on. I was like, nah, bro, I need to get the fuck out of here. I need to see if I can walk. I need to see if I'm broken or what.
Yeah.
So I got up.
No, pinche viejito. Ya plaquese. Ya plaquese, cabrón.
Que salgo, güey. And I was, he's way limping. I don't know.
I hurt my arm.
So I'm limping out that motherfucker, dude. And I was like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I'm all right. It just hurts. And then as soon as I'm like, no, I'm all right, dude. Just everything just fucking hurts. And as soon as I said that, Lalo's like, and I put my arm up, Lalo's like, oh shit. Y que voy viéndote una puta bolota, güey. Like, it was like, estaba hinchado. Like, honestly, dude, it looked like I had a fracture or something. Mm-hmm. Que chingue su madre. So I started touching
my... Yeah, look at all that body weight on that little arm.
Ah, güey. These hands were made for that.
Pero yeah. You know what's funny is when I even called you, bro.
Oh, he's my like, God.
Are you okay?
I'm like, yeah. Hey, take pictures.
I want to see it. Este, wey, I'm like, couldn't believe it and shit. You guys playing? I want to see that shit.
Dude, that shit gets real when you flip, though, dude.
Fuck yeah! Yeah.
And then I was like, things, dude. I thought pinche Chiqui was gonna flip our asses.
That's why I was like, yeah, I might go. Why do you ever convince me 100%, motherfucker? I know weapons out there.
It's dope, though. Bro. I mean,
yeah, it's sure. Is dope.
No, if you do it,
it's dope to have a big ass bruise on your arm like Rick and shit.
But you know what? It doesn't hurt, though. It doesn't hurt, though. I think my leg hurts more.
It doesn't hurt. You say you were fucking limping when you hurt your arm. What the fuck you mean?
No, my leg. Oh. And you know what? I think what saved my leg was a freaking pinch in
you're
my
wallet. Fat.
No, my wallet.
Ah, see, la wallet. It's a mucho way.
That's one of the pros of being fat.
Yeah. Hey, you got a lot of cushion.
I'm fluffy.
You said my wallet. The fucking wallet made of steel and shit.
The handle on the right hand side actually hit my wallet.
Oh, yeah?
That's why it was bruised. The only bruise is right under where my wallet goes.
So like, you got
right
a above line?
My knee. I got a line right there. Still, bro. I mean, no, but you know what, back.
Though? It did kind of suck for you, though, because like you said, you were in control of the drone with the phone.
Yeah.
And since he didn't really see it coming, the el pinche putazo.
You saw it coming?
No, like a split second, I saw it coming. So I was able to grab onto the fucking cage. I was able to grab onto the cage. So I was able to, you know, not really hit myself into the floor. Pero este wey, putazo, le pas, pa' jugar en el suelo.
Con manteca, sa.
Hey, but the phone, ningún scratch.
Hell no. Nah,
me dice el biche, que fue el junior, el pelón, wey. He's like, hey, you held on to that? You took care more of your phone than you did to your...
Fucking arm.
Sounds like shit. I got insurance, cabrón. The phone doesn't. The drone don't have insurance.
Hey, that motherfucker's freelance right now. He's on his own. He's out here on his own fucking risk. Like out on your own risk.
That shit was fun though, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, granted that somebody almost fucking ran into a truck because they were mutting the whole time and shit.
Oh no, fucking.
Oh, yeah.
I got that shit on video. Maybe another 5 feet and they would have just slammed into a truck because they wouldn't see it because they were going through the mud.
Yeah.
And the truck was just crossing like.
Oh fuck. Yeah. Como pendejo.
You gotta watch the video to see who the fuck it was. I'll probably post that shit.
According to him, he said that he did see it. I was like, I don't think so, man. I'm so close. Like,
yeah, now, you know? Yeah, now when you're about to fucking hit it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, nah, but that shit was dope. All the drone shots that we got was pretty cool, too. I'm working on a little YouTube video for that. Yeah, dude, we gotta go, man. We gotta go. It's pretty badass. To spend the day over there is cool.
I'll think about it.
Hey, you don't know what life is until you're almost near death.
Motherfucker, you know how many car accidents there
just like that.
You know, coming.
No, y este cabrón, te digo, like, the first time he started driving, we went chinguis al pinche chiquis, güey. Parecía que lo venían correteando, güey. Pero, y yo me estaba, yo estaba, decía, chiqui, güey, bájale, güey. Bájale, cabrón.
¡Asociégate!
Lalo, ¡date quieto, pendejo! Pero el pinche Lalo del otro lado cagándose.
¿Qué es Lalo? I wanna go fast.
Wey, Lalo cagándose de la risa. Dice, like, ah, ja, 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 ja. Y este cabrón, oh, bitchy Ricky, he's holding on to dear life. I'm like, well, you don't know, motherfuckers, that he needs glasses to drive.
He's just I never see this motherfucker wear glasses either.
He's a cheeky, wey, manejando como si tuviera 2020.
How fuck do you drive, bro?
Huh?
How do you drive?
By the grace of God, bro.
Yeah. No fucking way, bro.
By the third eye, bro.
No fucking way, because I know you can't see.
Yeah, I can't see shit.
Fucking yeah,
I prayer, so bro. I don't know how the fuck you be driving that.
I risk it. If I see a fucking other dog.
It was a bump cross. Oh, it's a dog.
The part that scared the shit out of me is that the rat's on our side, we know. So this one was going hauling ass, and you go up this little one hill where you can't see past the top of the hill. When you get to the top of the hill, it tees off. Oh, so if you keep going, bro, te vas a ir, te vas a pinche barranco.
I love it.
Es que the thing is...
Le quité un pedazo al asiento.
Remember the beginning, I had you and Lalo... Try first.
Yeah.
I want another terrain for you guys.
You got no photographic memory, motherfucker. I know that shit.
No, but I know the fucking, like, the turns and in the hills. Yeah. At least I want to know that part. So I, not, now I know where to haul ass and where to, like, at least not, you know? There were moments where I was into a new terrain that I didn't know the fuck I was going. I got lost. Like, twice I got lost.
Fuck that.
Anyway, world's first 3-year long cruise has officially been revealed. But you can actually live in a cruise. There's a cruise line called the Life at Sea Cruises.
3 years?
$30,000, dude.
How the fuck do you make money?
$30,000 a year? Ese es mi pedo, wey. My point, actually. Mi pedo, like, I'm going to go. But that's my point.
Like, that's my only thing stopping me from going. Shit. Because I'll be gone.
Dude, $30,000 a year, 3 years.
That's 90 grand.
Cruise is gonna, yeah, it's going to be, well, they can hold up to 1,074 passengers. They're going to be visiting 152 countries. And it's a 3-year long, bro. Now, you can invite family over. You can invite friends over. I don't know how long they can stay and all that shit. But to live in a fucking cruise for 3 years? Or a year, even at that, just a year.
Even a year, homie, that's a lot.
30 G's, dude.
Chances of Titanic, history all over.
Fuck yeah, dude. Deja eso, güey. La pinche inflación adentro del pinche barco.
I mean, everything should be free. We're paying 30 grand.
Fuck yeah, pero tú crees? Conociendo, ya estando ahí, güey, está el pinche papel de baño. $10. No, que subieron los huevos. No, pero
estoy... La llena trae las pinches gallinas y estamos en un barco.
No mames, güey. I finally bought eggs.
No, man.
No, todavía están a $7, que no mamen. A $7, it was like $7.50, man. I could have bought a chicken for that shit.
You should have bought a chicken.
I don't know, man. Shit for 3 years.
This shit for 3 years, bro.
I mean, I get it. You're going around the world, you know, and.
Pero, güey, o sea, 30,000.
Bro, I can't even be in the same job for a year. I would be in the fucking sea for three?
Hey, we're starting to see those fucking 15-minute cities, bro. It wouldn't be that much fucking different living in a goddamn boat. You see them? Heard about the 15-minute cities?
And seen the same people all over again?
Nah, Neta, fuck that. Wait.
You seen the 15-minute city bullshit?
Uh-uh.
There's 3 spots where they're already doing it, bro. There's they got the 15-minute cities all fenced in, and there's guards walking the fence.
So you can't get in and out?
Pa' la verga, wey. I don't know. I'm not, dude, I just saw that
shit. Oh, that's prison, homie.
Yeah.
A huevo. Pero supposedly, everything, your job and everything, like a supermarket, awesome, where everything should be within 15 minutes of where you're at.
And you can't have no visitors or nothing?
That
sounds like a prison to me.
Pero imagine, dude, crossing from one city to the next, bitch, border patrol.
Following you all the way.
Green fence patrol. Like this shit, not the 15-minute city, but the cruise? I don't know, man. I don't see myself staying in a fucking cruise for a whole year and seeing the same people.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even talk to the same people for 3 years and shit.
Do you imagine being a fucking cruise, dude, stuck with some having a fucking neighbor for 3 fucking years and not even...
Lo mata la verga. I'll throw that food to the sharks.
Overboard.
Oh, se cayó el pendejo. Right when the shark was coming.
Ustedes supieron that back in, like, I think it was 2020, dude. Or unless I got the fucking dates wrong. But Ronaldinho went to jail, dude.
I don't even know who Ronaldinho is.
Ronaldinho was
the soccer player?
Yeah, in Paraguay.
I know he's a soccer player, but I don't know which one. They all sound the same. Ronaldinho, Ronaldo.
Es que parece como...
Well, like back in the day, you know, like the little monitos, they all look the same, fool. Okay, no, that was a fucked up grill, huh?
Used to.
Yeah.
Ya no, güey. No, el dinero.
Oh, pues, cambian las cosas con el dinero.
Ah, güey. Hasta se ve más guapo con sus melones. Este güey, dice la real story of the longest yard.
That guy?
Que fue al bote y ahí dice supuestamente que cuando entró al bote que estaban teniendo, empezaron un pinche torneo de fútbol.
¿Y pues ya qué?
¿Qué crees? ¿Y qué crees?
Nació una estrella.
Ya, güey.
No mames, güey. The Longest Yard is a remake of The Longest Yard.
¿Qué onda, güey?
You know that, right?
Yeah, that old guy comes out in the second one. Yeah, but what a trip, though. ¿Te imaginas, güey? Llegar al pinche bote. O sea, estás ahí haciendo las pinches. Haciendo los equipos, güey. Like, you're the last one to pick in. Y no mames, güey. Como arte de magia, güey. Ando Ronaldinho. Chingas, está aquí. Este es de nosotros. Pinche torneazo, güey.
Ese güey de los dentes chuecos, como que.
Este va para Miguelito. Wait, do you even try?
What?
Ronaldinho's on the other team and shit.
I mean, if you don't know him, then you might. If you knew
Ronaldinho, güey, no mames. ¿Quién no conoce a nadie más que tú, güey?
I don't watch guys play with balls for 90 minutes, bro.
Requires too much attention.
What the fuck? Ni una porno dura tanto.
Oh, dude, did you guys hear Brazil had a Satanist festival?
A what?
A Satanist festival.
Oh, I thought it was Carnaval.
El Carnaval.
Yeah, right.
Satanista, güey. Donde tenían según estaban arrastrando a Jesús, güey. Un cuate vestido de Jesús.
No, they say that they just been getting overboard with this.
Se pasaron de verga, güey. Dicen que tenían un toro tirando fucking humo, un big ass fucking toro. Y otro, un tipo diablo, güey, que representaba un dios, ¿no? Que Ball, se llama. Y estos cuates... arrastrando a Jesús por toda la calle, maltratándolo, golpeándole, la chingada. Everybody's fucking dressed as demons, all into it and shit. Pero que a los pocos días, güey, después del festival, el cuate que se vistió de Jesús se murió en un accidente.
No, güey.
Y si poquito después, güey, se vio la pinche tormenta más culera que se haya visto en Brasil, güey, donde murieron docenas de personas, quedaron desplazados como 1,700 y cacho, quedaron homeless 1,800. Fue donde durante el tiempo también donde el Cristo el Redentor, el que anda así en la lomita, que pegó un rayo.
Pero
apparently rayos siempre le pega ahí. So that's common.
Sí, pero para mi historia fue esa vez. No estés chingando, por favor, güey. Déjame la
cuenta. ¿No viste mi cara de pinche? ¿No viste mi cara de oh, güey, cuando me dijo? Oh,
pinche shit. Mata suspensos, güey.
Ah, bro. Ahora ya fucking make me feel stupid for fucking reacting like that.
Dice, güey, lo tenía bien impresionado, güey. Pinche chiqui mamón, güey.
Pinche robasueños.
Por eso no les cuento nada, culeros.
Despierta.
América. Remember that show? Did you guys hear about that lady Jacqueline Ma in San Diego? She's a teacher that was voted one of the top 5 teachers in 2022 in a National City School District. She was from Lincoln Acres Elementary. She got arrested recently. She's got several charges of sexual misconduct, lewd acts with a minor.
And, no, pues con razón es the best teacher in the fucking. Le está dando pal pan a todos and shit. Extra credit like a motherfucker, huh?
Best teacher.
Nah, güey, estaba viendo los pinches comentarios en eso porque me llegó un poste, güey, como lo mandaron. Entonces, güey, dices, ay, ¿dónde estaban esas pinches maestras?
Exacto.
También esa edad, güey, ¿qué harías con una maestra así, no?
Que no le harías, güey.
Esa es la onda, güey. O sea, vieras si fuera un hombre el que estuviera haciendo ese pedo, o sea,
oh, yeah, $25 million, 30 years fucking prison.
Se está viendo más y más. Like, more...
I mean, we're in times of the OnlyFans fucking era and shit.
So
women already, you know, and the feminist movement and todo.
So. Ah, huevo. Pero... Y se está viendo también maestras que están haciendo un chingo de OnlyFans y la chingada. Para empezar, ¿quién está cachando las maestras, güey?
Okay.
Los hijos, los papás.
Principal.
Los principales. Right. El otro maestro. ¿Cómo sacas eso, güey? Like, how the fuck would you bring that shit up to another adult? Like, hey, Principal Myers. Este cabrón tiene OnlyFans. ¿Y tú cómo sabes, güey? Ah, pues es que...
es que... Pues le agarré el teléfono al...
Es que sí.
Al Tyler. Al Skyler. ¿Quieres ver?
Hey, did you ever get a teacher like that, bro?
Puras pinches viejitas, güey. Cálmate, güey. Not one fine teacher I think I ever had, bro.
A ver, ¿se supieron esta, güey, la de self-checkout en Walmart?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Walmart's starting to send out thousands of court subpoenas, collection letters, and court arrests, yeah. Bro.
Apparently for the people that are not really paying for the products.
Like, ¿una va a dar miedo? Pinches líneas van a estar vacías, güey, aquí en adelante, güey. Una señora, Regina King. 70-year-old from Arizona was arrested because she accumulated a certain amount of charges on self-checkout.
But why go for the older lady, older people? Those are the easiest to fucking get. Why not go for somebody younger?
Because you can't catch them. But apparently after a certain dollar amount, you start out. And that's another thing, though. It's not like they fucking send
consistent.
You a... Yeah, it's not like they send you a little warning or it tells you right there or right then and there.
Warning, you're about to exceed your level of theft.
Por poquito te estás pasando de verga.
Casi, casi te arrastro, culero.
So there's a threshold now, huh?
There's a threshold. Like after a certain amount of...
What I want to know is how the fuck do they know it's you?
I think camera. It goes with the card or credit cards.
Yeah, know, but what if you wear a mask every time you go in there? A lot of people still wear masks.
I think.
And if you pay cash, how the fuck do they know it's you?
Well, maybe not the cash. But
come on, bro. The there's loopholes to everything.
Yeah, but apparently those people.
I already thought about that as soon as I read that. I was like, man, there's a loophole for that.
Stay wasting.
First of all, I'm going to wear a mask. Second, I'm going to pay cash.
Me encontré este pedo que se llama las 20 noticias mamonas que nunca te vas a creer.
Ah.
¿Sabes que un cabrón se pone un pinche streaming service y cada vez que le das dan donaciones, hace impresión a Mario?
Let's go.
He's like, Mario. That's all he fucking says.
Wait, what? Say it again.
Every time somebody donates to his channel, like he's live, he's sitting right there on the fucking couch.
In a chair.
In a chair. And anytime somebody donates, like, Mario.
No manches.
Neta.
I can do that. Let's go. It's a Mario.
Hey, speaking of that shit.
Hay que traer tu canal, güey.
Hey,
saludos a Wario.
Yeah, he's still asking about that shit. Like, oh, it's you the one who's calling me that, huh? Like, no, it's fucking Rick. Who's Rick?
Saludos, Mario. quiere, carnal.
He's like, why worry? I'm not fat.
It's not that, dude. It's a fucking pinche evil twin, dude. Evil twin. And it's just a fucking mustache, dog.
Let's go.
Ovejas consumieron marihuana y hubo descontrol en el rebaño. Puras ovejas negras.
No seas mamón.
Dice, no mames, güey.
Que dice, no mames, güey, este no es pasto, güey.
Dice, drogaditos dejan sin focos toda una colonia.
Fuck.
No mames, güey. Fuck you, güey. No chingues. Fuck you. Cae ciego por cometer robo. Sale libre al comprobarse que no tuvo nada. ¿Qué?
I didn't get that one. Say it again.
Dice, cae ciego por cometer robo. Sale libre al comprobarse que no tuvo nada que ver.
Oh, mames.
Este güey desenchufó la heladora para cargar su teléfono y se pierden 1,000 vacunas Sputnik V.
No,
contra
COVID. Mames. Paso de verga ese güey.
No mames, güey. No mames, güey.
Salvó a 2,000. ¿Cuántas vacunas? ¿Cuántas personas salvó con esa pinche mamada?
Que 1,000 vacunas se echaron a perder por culpa
de... Ese día salvó 1,000 personas ese día, güey.
Playing that shit here. Oye, ¿qué pasó, güey? Se echaron a perder 1,000 vacunas.
No mames, güey. Estaba hablando con la Becky, güey. Ya se me andaba acabando la pila, güey. Es que no...
What is the weirdest thing you've ever eaten? Like, food-wise, ¿no?
Oh. I don't know.
Food. Es la de Lalo. Lalo, güey, Lalo.
This fucking guy. Like the nastiest shit or the weirdest shit?
The weirdest shit, like as far as like food wise.
Rattlesnake?
The fuck out of here.
Elk?
Okay, okay, I've had. Mm. But rattlesnake? Took out that shit. Oh, ya la compraste ya. Ya viene empaquetada.
One of my white boy homies over there in Arizona.
The fuck? White people would do that shit, huh?
We're camping.
Y no pueden llevar sandwiches.
Well, yeah, but they're like, you ever tried rattlesnake or any snake?
You
like,
sure that wasn't cold for something, dude? No se te atajó un pito.
No te atajo hasta cobra.
Esta cobra.
What else have I? I guess always, oh, frog legs. I've tried frog legs.
Okay, so what's the shit behind that? So is it?
It tastes like chicken. So it's actually just good. Like a little fishy.
So it smells like fish, but it tastes like chicken.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, just like that's like the definition of frog legs.
Because I heard some stuff about that.
Shit. What'd you hear?
That's pretty good. Like,
yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good.
It's
tender.
Yeah, even about escargot. Now,
escargot is fucking.
I heard it's just salty.
Nah, actually, I've tried it first time. It was like
how was it?
I don't know, man. I mean, I ate twice. One. I just put it in my swallow. That's it.
You didn't even taste that motherfucker.
No, no,
because the first one was for commitment. The first one was for commitment. Yeah. Like, I have to do this.
The second one, I actually chewed it. I'm like, oh shit. Like, I don't know.
I shouldn't have chewed it.
A game, yeah. Yeah, I shouldn't have chewed it. But it wasn't that bad. Like, the taste doesn't really taste anything.
Okay, but
it tastes like
a chicken.
Like nothing. Like, I think
what was the texture like rubber?
No, well, no, it's like the texture is like meat. Like, you just, you know?
No, mami.
Like seafood? Type meat or like meat.
Cálmate, pinche run runner. Meat.
No contabas con mi astucia.
No, yeah, like seafood type of, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I remember once they tricked me into eating lengua, so I was so fucking pissed.
I don't like that shit.
Oh, that's fucking nasty,
I don't
bro.
Like it either.
No has vivido.
Because I had just woke up, too. They're like, yeah, you want some tacos? I was like, yeah, sure. Fuck it. It looks like a masada. I had to eat like two. You're like, how's
but
the lengua?
It smells different, though.
How's, how's the lengua tacos? I'm like, what? I had a mouthful of fucking lengua tacos in my mouth. I'm like, what? No mames, güey.
Pero te gustó,
I was so
wey.
Fucking pissed, bro. My first ex-wife did that to me.
Y de puro pinche coraje me chingué otro taco.
No, hell no. I couldn't eat it after that. When she said that, I was like, oh.
But why though?
But it did taste a little off at first. I was like, man, I was going to say something. But you know you can't say shit, bro. You're like, then you're going to get no food for the whole week.
So they she fucked this up.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck, she fucked this shit. Oh, look, man, this shit's missing something. But It was my, I think it was my mom that had cooked it. When she it just to, made my plate, you know?
When it comes to tacos, though, like tripa, lengua, fucking, what is it, the cow brain?
Sesos.
Yeah, sesos. I don't know. I can't do that shit.
Yeah, I don't do none
Hígado,
of that shit.
I don't know. I can't.
Bro, I do the basics. Asada, al pastor. I do tripa. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I fuck with some tripa. Nah, I fuck some tripas up, I mean.
Tripitas?
Hell yeah. If it was fire extra crunchy, woo!
Even menudo, I can't do that.
Yeah, don't fuck.
Nah, wait.
Pozole, I'll fuck it up.
I can't do menudo, bro. I don't know. Something about the
yeah, fucking. Something about the fucking eating stomach. Yeah. I'm good, bro. Yeah,
dude. I mean, that's saying.
If I'm gonna eat something, I'm gonna eat something that's good. Why would I eat leftover parts? Yeah, you know, that's why how they invented the menudo, right? Just leftover shit they had and threw it in a pot.
Yep.
I was like, yeah, bro, I don't eat leftovers, first of all. You know?
A lot of those fucking dishes come like back then, too, though. I mean, for example,
well, yeah, they were struggle meals.
Yeah.
I can't even do beans.
Oh, man, get the
saco.
Fuck out
of
here. Nope. I'm already what?
Corazón no hablas español, güey.
How many fucking years? More than half my life already not eating beans.
It's like no has vivido.
What does your diet consist of?
Este güey?
Chuchería, güey.
No fucking way.
No, just fucking chicken, fish, the usual, you know? Yeah. Regular, you know.
Steak. You don't need red meat?
Yeah, for beef, yeah. But it's just beans. I can't fucking do beans, bro.
You like it raw?
What?
The fuck you mean, fool? Like, do you like it raw, like well done, raw, cooked, well, like medium?
Medium well. Sometimes medium rare. I don't really like it well done because a veces sale it gets too dry.
Yeah.
You know, so I want a little bit of juice in it. So it's really, you go like at a steakhouse. But sometimes the chef, that's what I'm saying, because depending on the chef, you say well done. Like one time my dad got well done.
Yeah.
Fucking seco, el pinche carne, seco. I said, I told you, get what, medium well or medium rare because no, está bien solo. Rojo en el medio, está todo crudo. No.
Oh, papá. Si eso pide mi hermosa.
Right.
Perro medio crudo.
Es que sí debes de tener cuidado con el chicken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Estás a morir con un pinche nugget.
And pork.
Yeah, and pork.
What's your pork?
Eat a lot of pork?
I eat pork too. Pero no, not a lot though. Or like once a month. Honestly.
Why?
I don't know. I just.
Pork is bad for you, fool.
Yeah.
Pork is like one of the worst meats you can eat.
Ya lo nos vamos a morir.
Yeah, but. No, I'm not going to speed up the process by eating fucking pork.
You want a happy style.
Nah, fuck that. I want to live long, homie. Fuck dying happy.
Hell no, man. You want to be
I ate enough happiness already in my lifetime, you know? I've been happy long enough, bro. If you knew what I'm going through right now, I've been happy long enough.
Stupid. Dice, me quería comer el mundo a puños.
Ah, huevo.
Con azúcar y grasa.
Con azúcar y grasa.
Oye, güey, pero...
Colesterol, bueno, what,
no, ya, yeah, todo con moderación, güey. Especialmente ya, pues, a cierta edad, no hay que empezarnos de bisbos, güey. Pero water, bro. Drink a lot of fucking water. That shit definitely fucking... It makes a big old fucking change.
I didn't like eggs either, pero ever since I went...
That's
like,
a good source of protein, bro.
Ever since I went to Dubai...
A huevo.
Me dieron... Like eggs right there, like scrambled.
Yeah, they eat a lot of eggs over there.
I don't know if I want to actually eat that.
No más no
te lo comas, this is a different type of eggs. You know, like, what the fuck? Even worse. I'm like, I don't want to fucking eat it. But fuck, I ate it. And it's all right, cool. Some salt and shit. I'm like, oh, shit. So I came back home. Ma, huevos trallados.
Yeah.
A lot of their street foods over there have egg in it, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a cheap, it's something cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not that bad of
a piece. So then actually.
Hey, like, some of that shit is good, though. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I mean, I've seen some videos and that shit, some of that shit looks fire, bro.
I get it.
I want to go over there just to eat.
Have you tried lamb yet? Te ríes, pendejo, en serio.
It's because I can't even respond no more.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I just stay quiet. Oh,
you like me? I'm like, I gotta be careful what I say now.
Oh, yeah. Everybody got their guard up and shit. Yeah, like steak.
Oh, shit.
I gotta clarify.
No, way. If you guys have tried lamb, those gyros?
Huh?
Gyros?
Gyro?
The gyro?
Gyro?
Fuck that shit's called. Gyro. Gyro.
I haven't tried it yet.
Those are bomb, dude. They're fucking really good. Now, if you want to go
and try
Legends over there in Carnelian and Baseline. But there's Legends over there by Carnelian and in Baseline.
And Heroes.
Gyros at Legends. Saludos, and I'll be picking up my gift card later tomorrow. Perra.
Legend sounds familiar. What else do they sell there?
Everything, burgers, chili.
Hey, it does sound familiar.
It's good shit, dude. Didn't we go?
No, wait, where's it at?
A veces andan descubriendo otra vez. Didn't we just go?
O sea, ¿no te acuerdas, güey? No, vimos con este, con Ryan.
Legends? No, I didn't go then.
Oh, eso fue Pollo, güey.
Saludos a Pollo.
Saludos
a
Pollito.
Saludos.
A mi carnal.
Saludos, Chino.
Do you know what I mean?
Chinito.
One.
Lalo, porque me vino. Just kidding. What's up, Lalo?
Saludos, mendigos. Ahora quiero regresar.
And he don't even live far, man. He just literally has to walk.
How about you, bro? Have you been hiking?
Not lately. Not since you fucking quit.
Let's not talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Why haven't you?
Why
haven't we gone to the fucking trails? Or what trails have you gone to?
I go to Ruby the most. That's my favorite one.
Have you tried any of those like deep hills in the mountains kind of shit?
I have, but not lately. I've gone to, what is it called? Little Creek?
Yeah.
I've been there.
Lytle Creek. I know that one.
And one that has like the waterfall. I forgot what's the name. I think that's that one.
¿Alguna vez estás topado con animales?
¿Ahorita? ¿Me estoy viendo uno enfrente? ¿Estoy viendo uno ahorita?
Oh my God.
Like carry animals? No. Just like coyotes.
¿Neta?
But one in the far distance. I remember once when we were fishing in Arizona a long ass time ago. Yeah. It was like early, like in the crack before sunrise. And we're at the pier and I like heard it's a grip of fucking coyotes. We're going to get kind of scared.
Cálmate.
Like it was a bunch, like 10 of them.
¿Los viste?
Yeah, well, we could see their little like moving back and forth, you know, but they wouldn't get close because of the light.
Oh, so they're fucking just surrounding you guys and shit?
And we're by the pier. I would have jumped in the lake. Shit.
Oh, es que te vieron. Dices, ay, papá, de aquí soy, güey.
Dice, pa' un mes, vamos a comer bien, güey. No mames, güey.
Dice, yo quiero el cachete. No, güey, aquí se ponen esos güeyes gritando las noches también.
Yeah.
No los he contado, ¿verdad? Pero como días también. No, porque estaba un cabrón que en California, dice, un cabrón se estuvo excursionista, se desapareció y estuvo cautivo como esclavo sexual de una puma. Por 200 libras, güey.
No fucking way.
¿A female? Me dice sexualmente, güey, no manches.
Dice, estuvo cautivo como esclavo sexual de una puma de 200 libras.
¿A female puma?
Oh, so like a, sí, creo, sí, a woman.
Wey. Yo creo que sí, güey.
Una vieja.
Pero, o sea, ¿qué mames, güey?
Ok, una puma. Cougar.
No, shit up.
The first time I seen a tarantula walking through my yard, I was tripping out.
Shut the fuck up.
Ooh, that's why I lost my fear of arachnophobia in fucking Arizona because there was fucking spiders everywhere. Like, I seen some big ass black widows, like fucking that big butt. I used to have a fucking, in my garage, I had a bunch of shit all the time. I had this little dart shooter. No, a little blowgun that shows us like the little. That shows us like the shoot. Pinches. Let me tell my fucking story. It shoots those little darts, you know, like little needle darts. Pinches pendejos.
How big was it, freshman?
It was like this. It was purple. Like your arm.
Un tamaño casual.
Well, anyways, there used to fucking be a fucking black widow that lived in the corner of my garage door. And I would always try to fucking kill it with that shit. I got it once. And it was so fucking big that it fucking got his leg off and wiggled back into his fucking hole.
Shut the fuck up.
That puto. Laugh now, motherfucker.
Fuck that. You should have killed that fool. No, if you're weird.
Motherfucker, I shot that shit a bunch of times. It was fast. Even though it was big, it was fast. But like, if I missed the one time, it would go back to his little hole, you know?
That fucker was like, I'll be back, bitch. Back for you now.
But she, black widows is the least your worries, bro, because there's scorpions, there's sun scorpions.
What the fuck is a sun scorpion?
Look it up so you can see it's ugly looking. There's fucking centipedes.
In all Arizona? That shit.
Yeah.
Where the fuck would anybody move over there?
To get away from
the mommy's way.
She's ugly, huh?
Fuck yeah.
It's like a scorpion without a butt, without the stinger.
They're potato bugs.
No, fool, that's not a potato bug. Sí, that's a fucking sun scorpion.
¿Y si muerden o qué?
Yeah, it's called the vinegaroo. I guess if you get bit by one of those, you have the taste of vinegar in your mouth for like till the venom clears from your system.
No.
Yeah.
I heard nothing about that.
Yeah. Bro, they have some big ass ones in like the Middle Eastern. Yeah. Like some the size of your hand.
Oh, the pinch of the camel spiders?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Dude, fuck that shit, man. In Australia, way.
In Australia,
you find the fuckers under the handle of your car, cabrón. No mames.
En el toilet todo.
En el no, hombre,
I won't go. I don't think I would visit Australia because of so many spiders they have and other shit, not just spiders.
Nah bro.
Yeah, so many venomous shit.
Dude,
they have a lot of venomous. They have the most venomous snake over there, no?
Yeah, venomous a lot of shit over there.
Yeah.
Everything can fucking kill you.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know how people are still alive.
That's some tough motherfuckers over there.
Hell yeah.
You got to hear this. So 70% of inmates are a product of a single-parent household.
Oh, that's
what
a good
they
one.
Don't tell you is that single that's fathers a really good produce one. Similar statistics of those of
what do you guys think about two parents,
facts.
While single mothers don't. So the key to keep your children out of prison is the father. But mothers are awarded custody 90% of the time. Women are incentivized to leave a marriage. And prisons profit $74 billion a year.
Thoughts on that?
About the prison system?
Yeah.
And what's going on in society on that?
That the system's set up to obviously get more inmates into the prison system.
Well, that's another one of their fucking most profitable businesses, fucking jails. America has the most people incarcerated than any other country.
By capita, for sure.
Yeah.
Pero, for ejemplo, ¿cuánto nos cuesta tener un pinche inmate en la...?
¿Cuánto les pagan por tener un inmate?
Well, dude, there was a...
Because they get
paid. The last time I checked, they were getting paid about $52,000 per inmate.
It's more now.
Oh, shit went up. I think, before COVID, it was $30,000.
Okay, in California, prison population is 132,992. Average cost per inmate is $64,642. Interest me out though, because like they said, it's basically a single mom, not everybody, on an average, I guess, loosely speaking, I don't want to offend anybody. Single moms usually keep the kids, right?
Yeah.
Usually, for the most part, inmates are usually raised by single moms and all that. And that's what they're saying. Like, on average, kids that are raised by single moms or they turn to
criminals.
So not everybody does, but those that turn to criminals.
Majority.
The majority are coming from single moms. That the system's set up that way.
I had to get deeper into this shit, but I would like to have Chino here. No, because it's something that it goes from, obviously, years. But this is something that started, like, from the, what's that fucking generation called? The Greatest Generation, which is...
The Glass Generation.
Previously from the Silent Generation, which was in World War One. Apparently, it started coming out with a system where they wanted to be able to manipulate human psychology, the human mind.
MKUltra.
That's literally. But I mean, in this case, they wanted to do it where the humans do it willingly. So where the humans can be dependent on the system.
Yeah, I get that.
So like right now, people can't really be independent now. They need to be dependently, you know, on something, the system, the government, society, whatever. But it takes generations to be able to build that up into the DNA from that time. So that's why I started making these experiments back in the World War II.
Yeah.
time, like right after World War II, and how, you know, there's obviously theories saying too that both World Wars were actually plotted. That it was actually intentional to create a massive hysteria on humans and human psychology. See how people will react. When shit happened, when shit hits the fan, even now, not with it, when shit hits the fan, when COVID hit, all this shit, or all these shootings happening, or whatever, you know.
It's being too fucking normalized.
It's normalized, exactly. Yeah. And not only that, but it's saying that all those things that are happening now, like now is the time where the ads are also hitting a lot, right? You see ads everywhere, fucking billboards, even on the internet. You see a lot of fucking ads, this and that, and stuff that you're seeing, like, oh, wait, maybe about like yesterday or something. Me and my cousin were talking about something about like equipment or fucking, you know, electronics. And I don't know where I fucking see that shit on my fucking ads on my phone about it. That same electronic.
Yeah, because their phone's listening.
Right.
Yeah.
So
at least somebody is.
Now, what's that whole point of that? Also bringing in like the whole UFO stuff and all this shit. And we're like, oh, whatever. All conspiracy theories. You're seeing a lot of videos where, oh, you know, the government's doing this, the banks are doing this, but yet again, everybody sees it as, okay, well, something new that I don't fucking know.
It's like they said, there was no fun. It's all fun and games until it fucking happens.
Right. So then bringing in the whole, you know, incarcerations and the prison system is that now I could see it, like, where most men, because that's kind of true, most men, you know, I mean, it's mainly men are in prison than there are women.
Yeah.
And then children end up being raised by females because of incarcerated men. Yeah. And then not only that, but
it's
kids,
a fucking cycle. Yeah. Right.
So they want it to be, and like I said, we're being controlled subliminally.
Conditioned.
Yeah, we're conditioned for that.
Yeah.
And now there's nothing that you can do about it because it already took generations to build up to it. From boomer generation to Gen X and the millennial generation into now the Gen Alpha, which now people are getting even more sensitized.
You can't see shit nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because of what's going on. And now he's saying it because now they'll have to be more dependent on the system.
Yeah.
Can't really be independent.
Yeah.
You know
you're
what I'm
right.
saying? So now everything is being controlled. So no, guess what? Even if you want to do something, ain't nobody going to fucking listen to you. Like, let's say if you're the one that's woke, ain't nobody going to listen to you. And even if you try to do something, they can't do anything to you.
They want
to
shut you up.
No, but it's not even that. You can say shit about the system and nobody's going to care. You can say shit about the Illuminati or fucking the world powerful people and shit, and they won't come after you.
Yeah, but unless you're saying it to a really cool song in TikTok while you're dancing and shit, nobody gives a fuck.
Well, yeah. Or you're half naked.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, estás enseñando las teclas.
It's got to a point where these powerful people are the most powerful already. Like, ya no hay ni nada que puede hacer. Like, rather, if you end up getting such power by influence,
yeah,
they'll come to you knocking the door and like, all right, man, you know, so do you want to join us? Or, you know, want to stay where you're at?
Like, se prenda chicali, cabrón.
Pretty much, you join her or you die. You're going to fucking join her or you die. I mean, it's really no way fucking up, because if you're making influence, we need you here. Otherwise, we don't need you to be, you know, bringing in drama or hysteria, you know, through other fucking means.
Es que bien lo dijo este mi tío Joe Rogan, güey. Que pinche, like, al rato vamos a estar chingado viendo lo que cuidamos en el pinche podcast o cualquier source of influence que tengas, güey. Because si dices algo que no te gustaron, sabes que you can't fly, you can't buy this, or you can't purchase whatever. Yeah. Like, you're gonna be controlled, dude. They're gonna, one way or another, they're gonna fucking try to control what you say or what you do.
And that's when we go to Canada.
Ah, huevo. Puros pinches
bumps. Canada's the new Mexico.
Pura coca y mota.
The new Mexico.
Ahí vamos a ir a desestresarnos.
Where do you think they're going to ship all that shit to from now? From Colombia. Ain't going to Mexico no more. It's going straight to Canada if it's legal there now.
Sí, sí, ¿verdad, güey?
No mames, güey. Cuando tú vas, yo ya fui y vine como tres veces. As soon as you told me, I was like, damn, they're going to be making a lot of money over there.
¿Qué hacemos aquí, güey?
That's why I was like, fuck, man. I knew I should have left to Canada a long time ago. I would have been a Canadian citizen already. Free healthcare.
When fucking Trump became president, the fucking system, the website went fucking down, crashed down, because everybody was trying to apply for citizenship or catching out.
Oh, yeah, and everybody's like, shit is fucking running and shit. Si ya valió verga, no sale correr.
My huevo.
This shit got real deep on that whole fucking system bullshit and all that crap, dude. Ya estamos hasta la madre. Ya estamos momento where you can't, that's it. Like, we're at the end. What did they say on the last podcast? I said it on, I mean, not to get too biblical here, but how they say that, on the second day, Jesus or the Christ will come. Each day is 1,000 years, and we're already apparently in 2,000. You know, so
yeah,
ya está ya no, pues valiendo verga.
Ya valió verga,
güey. Bueno, pues.
Ya valió madre, güey.
Mientras tanto, aquí vamos a estar echándole chingadazos.
We'll still be here next week.
A huevo, ya. Yes, si no tenemos que
hablar. Stay with us until the end.
Aquí, leales, pues.
¿Has visto el Titanic, güey? ¿Has visto el Titanic, güey? Cuando la orca está tocando hasta cuando se hunde el pinche barco, así vamos a estar, güey.
Así vamos a estar nosotros.
Hasta que se hunda el pinche barco.
Chingadazos, tirando chistes, cotorreando, echando.
Ah, güey. Pero I can't swim.
Pues vas a ver. Te vas a poner un floaty, güey.
El pinche Baby Shark, güey.
Ahí te voy a poner en la pinche madera de puerta.
No dejes, nomás no dejes de tocar, güey. Tú no dejes de tocar ese pinche violín, güey, ya.
De pinche puerta de madera. Cabemos los tres, ¿eh?
No, la puerta está grande, güey. Estamos grandes, pero la puerta está grande, güey.
A huevo. Cabemos todos.
No que nomás cabes tú, pinche chiqui baby.
Hacemos cola, chingada. Nada, banda, pero aquí estamos siempre para ustedes, echando relajo, desmadre, cotorreo, para que se vengan a echar puro chincuadas con nosotros. Fuck it. Pero gracias por habernos acompañado. Síganos en Café con Leche y Piquete en Instagram, TikTok. Echamos de vez en cuando videos para Chaco Torreo, relajo y
Peace on the streets.
Becho bachu.
Later, guys.
Becho. Adiós, banda. Los quiere un chingo.
Café con Leche y Piquete.
De antemano, si eres alguien fácilmente ofendido, cámbiale ya. ¿Ya? Órale. Por favor, banda, no se les olvide seguirnos en Instagram, Facebook, TikTok y también en sus plataformas de podcast preferidas, donde seguiremos subiendo nuevo contenido para alegrarles el día o quizás causarles alguna crisis existencial. Y nuevamente, recuerden que no somos ni fuimos patrocinados en ningún momento por ninguna marca registrada previamente mencionada durante el show. También, cabe mencionar que no somos, semos, ni fuimos profesionales o expertos en absoluto. Todo lo que se comenta, canta, cuenta y chismea en este show es con el único propósito de entretenerte y hacerte reír solamente. Aparte de un pollo, ningún otro animal fue lastimado física, emocional o mentalmente durante esta grabación. Finalmente, para ti, el del saco, el que no se fue. Si en algún momento te llegamos a ofender, sinceramente discúlpanos, no fue nuestra intención. Ahora sí, acústanos con tu mamita. Che puñetas.